You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're having a great time talking apartments with two of the, I'm going to just say the word, titans, because that's what these guys are. They've been around for a long time, of the apartment building industry. Callum Parrott, he's the big cheese over at Mill Creek Residential, and Jay Jacobson, he runs the apartment development group over at Styles. Hey, guys, welcome back, and thanks for sticking around.
Pleasure.
All right, so where do you see the next great apartments being built, guys? Because we've talked about all the usual suspects, but let's give the guys here that are listening and gals a little red meat. Where is the apartment market for development heading next? Okay, Jay, you're stunned, so you go first.
Stunned. You know, the issue we have in South Florida is you can't go west anymore. You know, you kind of hit that magic line of the Everglades. So, you know, you can start seeing a lot of infill in the suburban to urban locations, you know, Plantation, downtown of Sunrise. You're going to see a lot more, you know, in South Miami, South Dade. Everything east, you're going to start seeing, you know, old shopping centers being torn down, car dealerships being relocated. And, you know, those sites then become infill, either residential or mixed-use sites. You know, outside of South Florida, we're real bullish on Raleigh, Nashville. Charlotte is a very, very stable market. And, you know, I'm basically following my retail development group up to those three markets, and we're delivering projects up there also.
Well, that sounds really great. Callum, what do you see as the future for good locations for development here in South Florida? Because it sounds like Jay says, just look up, because that's where it's going.
Yeah, you know, we, Jim, I think we'll continue to prospect in the same locations, the urban infill areas. I think we'll probably push the boundaries within those areas. You know, Miami's probably a great example, if not the best example, where we've got zones in that part of the city, the greater city of Miami, that were not pioneered last cycle, that are completely transformed this cycle. Fort Lauderdale, same way. We did some business last cycle in areas that, you know, you wouldn't walk at night, and today they house 2,000 units of some of the nicest mid-rise product from, we did some stuff, Related has some stuff, Styles has done some great stuff in Fort Lauderdale. You know, maybe if we had a zone that has not been pioneered completely, it's probably West Palm. How deep that market is, I don't know, but, you know, the net answer is we will continue to engineer sites, create opportunities within these urban core markets, east of 95, close to walkable amenities.
Now, you know, I lived here and you guys developed here when institutional capital, we'll just use the term, redlined the market for years and just wouldn't give it a second look, and we'll just say for whatever reason. Now it seems like Miami is an international hotspot for capital deployment by institutions, and you guys are institutional capital deployment vehicles. What is capital telling you guys about South Florida? We'll reverse it again and start with Callum.
You know, show us more deals, Jim. We have.
I'm trying. Tell Jeff to move his fingers.
I know it. I know it. He's listening, so I'm sure he will. You know, it's they can't get enough. The all of our partners are very interested in finding the right opportunities in these locations. Everyone has a different interest level. And location interest level, but net though, it's still great place to be. You know, we have the benefit of actually operating these properties, so we have good intel on just how good these markets are, and they're still great. So until that changes, I think we'll keep the red pins away, and we won't redline these markets for quite some time.
Now, Jay, you know, the Styles model has always utilized a lot of high net worth investors. What's their perspective of this market? Because with them, it's their money.
Yeah, it's true. You know, the private capital guys are that we've invested or invested alongside of us for the last 40 years is, you know, are really bullish. I think all of those guys, of course, they're incredibly smart because they've been incredibly successful. I think that Miami and South Florida in general is really coming to its own. It's become an international gateway city. It's not only attracting the tourist dollars, it's attracting, you know, corporate investment dollars. It's still attracting flight capital. It has become you know, as big of a destiny.
Jim said he wants you to sign the contract.
Yes, exactly. Guys, please. Hey, listen, we only really have a minute left, so I kind of want to get one last microbite from each of you. Jay, what's a good takeaway for everybody about apartments in South Florida today?
Look, it's a strong business. It's incredibly robust. It is a segment of housing that is come of age. It's, you know, 35% to 40% of the population in Dade County and Broward County are renters. There's an incredibly large cohort of millennials and leading edge of the baby boomers that are all moving into apartments. It's a good time to be in business.
Cal, quick takeaway, because Jay ate up a lot of our time.
He always does, Jim. between you and him, it's hard to get any word in edgewise.
But rock, dude.
You know, I think the net takeaway, Jim, on the marketplace is, given the right sponsor, the right location, we are in a very healthy situation in South Florida. And so I think we're in kind of the mid-innings here, and I think this market's got legs.
Awesome. Awesome. Guys, I need you back in the studio next time so we don't have any of the garble in the back, because this is great. You guys are terrific. Thanks for coming on the show. Jay Jacobson of Styles and Callum Parrott of Mill Creek, two great guys and two big movers in the apartment market here in South Florida.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Take care, Callum. Bye.
My pleasure, guys. Hey,